62608 Confidential. Beloved Christian Science Board of Directors, have several Christian scientists who are best adapted to it. Take up the weather and know that God sendeth the rain upon the just and the unjust. Hence the latter, it is raining. Continue this prayer till the result follows it. Let none know that will tell it what is being done. Adelaide Still, Mrs. Eddy's personal maid, reported that at this time a student whose duty it was to work on the weather opened the Bible at random to Genesis 2:5 in her work and then showed it to Mrs. Eddy. At once the latter took the work out of her hands and wrote the above letter. Alertness to duty. It shall be the duty of every member of this church to daily purge himself of all aggressive mental suggestion, and not to be made to forget nor neglect his duty to God, his leader, and to mankind. Changes made in Mrs. Eddy's handwriting in the 34th edition of the Church Manual, 1903. To the watchers who are mistaken. 12:21:01. Beloved students, disband your meeting today and never meet again to do what is not carried out scientifically. Each one do the work of daily duty. Each one realize the allness of God good and that there is no opposite evil. Do not meet together to discuss or to direct the prayers of scientists unless I call you together. Each one pray daily and not ask amiss. I have known of the discord before of prayer that is amiss. You all can know that newspaper men will not publish aught against Christian Science. Please know this, and also know that you can do this separately as well as together. With love, Mother, M.B. Eddy. Watch. We must strive. I had to do it. So must you. This human is the very element of error and must be overcome in all points. Someone said to her, "It isn't difficult to destroy mesmerism when we see it hasn't any power." She answered, "If God is all, there is nothing to destroy. There is nothing but God and what God creates. I have to go back to the book, and so must you." A student's conclusion. So we must struggle with mesmerism. To keep watch is to watch our thought perfectly poised. Words without desire is not prayer. Prayer must have no selfishness in it. You must not let the mesmerism of mortal mind make you think you can't keep your watch. One day, Mrs. Eddy said to a student, "Are you working?" He began to tell of his hours of study and work. She said, "When you see old age, do you declare that life is eternal activity, beauty, and joy? When you see the leaves falling and hear the wind blow, do you declare there is no change, decay, or cold? When you see deformity and disease, do you declare that man is made in the image and likeness of God?" The student answered, "Mrs. Eddy, I am not working." When the plenipotentiaries of the Russian and Japanese governments were in America, 1905, on invitation of the president, negotiating peace between their countries, Baron Kamara was taken ill. A student reported that Mrs. Eddy assigned him to handle the lie of disease and to know that medical thought could not hurt the Baron. She further told him to get another student to handle mesmeric influence so that it would be seen that only one mind operates. In addition, he reports that he was assigned to tell the Christian Science Board of Directors that they would be held personally and individually responsible for the Japanese delegates' restoration to health. This was accomplished, and after peace had been signed, the students concerned were congratulated on the ability they had shown to see the matter brought to a peaceful solution. This is the end of Chapter 2.